Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. I am a creator that you can support and support a creator in the item shop for daily, for Fortnite. Just put in Mike Daddy, M-M-M-I-K-E-D-A-D-D-Y in the item shop and a little bit will go my way. Got to give you a shout out and thank you to Master Coop. Thank you for tweeting at me, showing me that you are supporting me in the item shop. King Aviator showed me that he had a little bit of trouble. For some reason, he put my name in today, and it had some sort of error. There shouldn't be an error. I double-checked. Everything seems to be working on my end. I got a couple more supporters today, in fact. So everything seems to be A-okay. Hopefully, that was just a problem, just a small error that happened in that moment, King Aviator, and that everything will be running for you now. Let's see here. I do have an Amazon link. Click on that in the show notes or the show description, and a little bit will go my way whenever you're shopping over there on Amazon. Let's go over some of the changes that happened yesterday right after the event. Obviously, I talked about the event yesterday, but didn't really talk about what changes came about. And right afterward, no more Fort Nightmares, so no more cube monsters running around the map. I know a few of you are going to be pretty happy about that. Some of you feel the same way as I did, that you actually were having fun with that, and you kind of miss it, just like I do a little bit. I'm glad it's not here forever. Like, you know, I don't think it would be a good thing to have around forever for sure, but just to have it there for the limited time, it did make it a little bit more interesting and something new in the map. But yes, so all the game modes are back to normal. Disco Domination is back. Playgrounds is back. I saw a lot of people the morning of the event when they took those out. People were going nuts over the fact those were taken out. As you guys know, I was at work that morning for the event, so my wife streamed it for me. And I was just like spending the morning like tweeting at people like, hey, relax, don't freak out. It's just gone for a moment so that they could do this in-game event and nobody who wants to watch it will miss it by accidentally going into playgrounds. And luckily I got a lot of feedback back from people on Twitter saying, oh, thanks for letting me know, that kind of stuff and whatnot. But everything is back now, so all those people should be happy that all that stuff came back and it wasn't removed permanently, just in case you were afraid. Now another change is obviously that area itself. This area is a really cool area. You know, it's all like flowery and rainbows and, you know, some cool stones hanging around, but there's also a lot of chests here. There is, you know, not every chest spawns every game, but if a majority of them do, there's a ton of chances for chests. I mean, just in the middle where those stones are, there's three chests that can spawn right there, and then there's a ton all over the area that have a possible chance to spawn. Now, the problem with going to this area is it's very wide open. If you go here early game, you're very exposed. You're not going to have a lot of mats right away, so you need to really be able to pick up weapons fast and land your shots fast and be ready to defend yourself with not much mats. Hopefully you pick some up out of the chest, or you know, you're able to get near something quickly that you can get some mats from. Otherwise, you're not going to have a whole lot to be able to build with to defend yourself in this area. But again, that is a risk reward for this. A ton of chests, possibly, but you know, leave yourself exposed. Let's see here, some news. We get 6.22 coming out tomorrow, version 6.22. So obviously we're going to have some patch notes for that to go over tomorrow. Another thing is the Ace Starter Pack is out now. So the next starter pack should be coming in. The Summit Striker Starter Pack should be available when the next update goes live, or maybe even before the update goes live. Itself, but we should be getting that Summit Striker Starter Pack that everybody keeps asking me about when it's coming out. It sounds like that's going to be coming out by the time most of you are hearing this, it's probably already out. Let's see here. I want to talk about something really cool since we're talking about a couple of outfits here. Let's just go ahead. Let's do the item shop for today. What do we have in the item shop? We have some cool stuff. We have the Musha outfit back in here. with the Sashimono back bling. Now, you know, these guys recently did get a upgrade where you can change your outfit, so you can wear the default, you can wear without the mask and without the mask or helmet. So I like that. You can also do the same thing with the Haime outfit. You know, the default, no mask, and mask and no helmet. I like the options for these outfits, and I can't wait for them to release more outfits that have more customizable options like this. Let's see here. Oh, and then also, oops. Let's see here. We get the Cat's Claw harvesting tool. You get the Perfect Glider. You are going to have a choice of the Razor Edge harvesting tool, the Forerunner glider, and Vertex outfit. I'm a fan of Vertex and his deflector back bling. You also have Battle Pass tiers back in the shop. This is how you know we're getting in the back half of the season. They always offer these Battle Pass tiers once it starts getting to the back half of the season. Let's see here. You also, in the daily item section, you get the Smooth Moves emote. You are going to get the Make It Rain emote. You got the Bat-Sickle harvesting tool. And you get the Scorpion outfit. As you guys know, always have been and always will be a big fan of the Scorpion outfit. That's that, items. Now, I want to talk about some awesome items that are coming available very soon here. And that is the Fortnite teaming up with the NFL to release some outfits. I am really excited about this, guys. I am a big NFL fan, football fan in general. As some of you guys know, about 2 years ago, the first podcast I ever attempted doing was a football podcast that I did myself, where I would cover all 32 teams and what they did that week, and do a little bit of fantasy in there as well. As you guys know, I'm running a fantasy football league for the Fortnite community right now that some of you joined in at the beginning of the football season. And, you know, whoever wins that is going to be a guest here on the show. That league's going good right now. We're having a good time, so I'm excited about these. So let's go ahead and read this blog. Fortnite teams up with the NFL by the Fortnite team. Hey, Fortnite friends, we're excited to announce that Fortnite and the NFL are teaming up for the Ultimate Football Face-Off starting November 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern. You'll be able to purchase NFL-themed outfits from the Fortnite item shop. Each outfit can be swapped to any of the 32 NFL teams, plus an additional unique Fortnite team. You'll also be able to choose any number from 1 to 99 to place on your jersey to complete the official NFL look. We couldn't be more excited to cross the NFL and Fortnite worlds, and I'm excited for him to do this as well. There's a video that they posted in the blog that you can go watch that just pretty much shows all the different football uniforms and them doing different emotes. Now, I'm curious, what outfits are you guys going to wear when you get this? I know what outfit I'm going to wear because I am from Seattle here. I am a big Seattle Seahawks fan, so I'm going to be wearing the Seahawks jersey when that comes out, and I'll definitely be rocking number 12 because that is the number that they have dedicated here for the fans. It's retired. No player can wear the number. It's just for the fans, so I'll be wearing that in the game to represent the fans. Yeah, but I want to know, who's your favorite team? What jersey are you going to wear? What outfit are you going to, you know, put your player in, and what number are you going to wear, and what reason is it? Your lucky number is a favorite number of your player, or what? Let me know. You know, send me a voicemail or a voice message in the Anchor app and let me know that way. Let's see here. What else do we have? Let's kind of get back to the game here, and let's kind of cover what we have for the weekly challenges. We're in week 6. Most of these, again, were just really straightforward. We already did the find the sheet music and where to find the pianos. We covered how to do that. Let's see here. Deal damage with pickaxe to opponents. Let's cover that one because that could be kind of hard if, you know, you're just trying to do this in regular mode. It could be real frustrating because you're going to get killed really fast. But you know what, you guys? You can go into Disco Domination. Do this one. Should be really easy because in that game mode, you respawn right after you die and you don't have to worry about exiting out back to the lobby, getting into a new match. You're going to be able to do 250 damage really easily if you just go do this in Disco Domination. So there is that. Let's see here. Let's do a tip of the day. And I want to use this tip of the day. So we actually have the practice tournament going on for duos right now. Unfortunately, I didn't, I've been working a ton, so I haven't been able to play a lot of these tournaments. I got home and there's about 40 minutes left. My son had already been, he was already on Fortnite and playing, and I told him, hey, let's play some of this duos together and we could play this tournament and see if we score any points. We ended up not scoring any points, but we got close a bunch of times. My son's only 7, so he's not the greatest in the world yet, but we came close to scoring a point a couple of times, both by almost getting high enough to place, and also one time we almost got it by eliminations, but didn't quite get it. But a tip that I have for you guys that me and my son were using to help us last in the game longer is to use balloons and the quad crasher. This is a great way to get around. You can also do this with balloons and the ATK as well. Man, just drive. You have a driver, you have somebody sitting in the back, and then pop in those balloons. You can get really far, really fast. This is another great way to be mobile on the map. A lot of people, they're going to hear that quad crasher. They're not going to expect it to be above them high up in the air. So they're going to be looking around, panicked, you know, saying like, hey, this person sounds close. Where are they? You're going to be way up in the sky. You can keep hitting that boost to keep getting yourself, forward momentum. And then, yeah, it's a great way to get around. So I would just suggest using that, especially if you're somewhere far from the circle. You know, you have the deploy glider, but even with that, if you're not near a mountain, you know, you have to build up and use some of your materials. But with the balloons now, and if you use a balloon with the quad crasher, you're going to be going forward pretty fast whilst being high up in the air and being a hard target to hit. Alrighty, guys. That's going to be the end of the episode today. So real quick, just go join the Discord, follow me on Twitch, and subscribe to my YouTube so we can hang out. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show over on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review. You're going to get a shout out here on the show, just like T.TV King. DJ. I can't say that, whatever that is. But thank you for this 5-star rating and review. Title is Good Job. It says, hi, you are very good. You are a very good podcaster. Thanks for everything. And my username is King Deji Aid. I cannot say that. Whatever kind of letters you got all jumbled up there. Thank you for that. And it says my Twitch account is also the crazy thing. You guys just have to go look in the reviews if you guys want to look this guy up. And he says, thanks for everything. Thank you for that 5-star rating and review. Let's see here. Yeah, guys, that's going to be the end of the episode today. We're going to be back tomorrow with those patch notes for you. So we'll see you then. Until then, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.